Welcome. Come closer. I've been waiting for you. I am Stephanos, the temple priest. Please set your offerings on one of the two altars before you. And may Dionysus answer all your prayers, and may all your wishes come true. Dionysus grew up here with his nurse Nyssa after they fled the clutches of Hera, Zeus's wife. Hera persecuted them because Dionysus was Zeus's illegitimate son from a secret lover. On their way here, they were protected by the Scythian tribe, a nomadic tribe of heroic horseback archers and foot soldiers. Statues of Dionysus stand in every corner of the city, and it's easy to identify him. His face is always young, and his hair looks like clusters of grapes. Some say that his nurse, Nyssa, is buried in our city. In her honor, and in honor of the Scythian tribe, the city is known as Nyssa Scytopolis. This is where the largest temple in the city was built. Look at the immense columns lying north of the temple entrance. They are made of limestone, but they look just like marble columns. And when they fell, even the paving stones were detached from their place. Have you heard the big news? Emperor Marcus Aurelius himself is coming to our city. And in his honor, we'll begin a procession from here, from the great temple, to the temple of Zeus up there on the top of the tell. How fortunate that Dionysus chose to live here. The god of wine brings celebrations, wine feasts, laughter and joy. What would we have done if Mars, the god of war, or Vulcan, the god of blacksmiths, had lived here? Life would certainly be more boring. All right, it seems to me the time has come to say goodbye. Because, as Marcus Aurelius himself would say, never make haste and never be late.
Turn right onto Sylvanus Street, and you'll see the remains of the Nymphaeon, with its grooved columns. Farther down, you can turn and head up to the tell, or you can continue your visit along the street. Stop where Sylvanus Street meets Valley Street. Today, Valley Street is flanked by two rows of date palms. Go over to the only still-standing column with its impressive capital. You'll know it by its color. Many years of exposure to the air have made it darker than the other columns.